Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Hello, this is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I like to say D.C. Baltimore area, but I'm coming to you live, and I have a special guest who's going to come on and talk to you guys in a minute. And I'm going to play this one song, and then my special guest is none other than Dr. Wagner. I call her Dr. Nicole. Well, Dr. Counselor Nicole. I'm going to let her explain, okay? I just want you guys to sit here. We're going to play a little bit of All I Need Is You by Erica Campbell.
The next
person I'm going to have coming on to you guys live when the Heart Love Radio Show is none other than Dr. Nicole Wagner. Yes, that's true, Dr. Nicole Wagner. Happy holidays, Stephen. What's up, family? What's up, Michael Johnson? What's up, cuz? Erica? So stay here, guys. We're going to talk about your health. We're going to talk about whole bunch of things. So you guys just stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I have a special guest who's been coming on the radio part of the show. This right here is Erica Campbell with All I Need. The next person I'm going to have on here, guys, is Dr. Nicole. So tell your friends, come here. Come on. So much more. So she's gonna be on.
Looking for mercy, I found grace. Looking for trust, and I found all I need is faith. Looking for peace, and I found love. Looking for strength, and I found joy. Just enough to know you is, to know I have everything that I need and more. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you. Pretending that there was nothing wrong, to tell you the truth, I was hurting all along, driven exclusively by pride, and everything I told myself was all a lie. I didn't want to love.
Hey, Tracy. Oh, you guys are going well. Yeah, I'm glad you're tuning in, because you guys, I'm about to bring in none other than Dr. Counselor Nicole. Are you there, Dr. Counselor Nicole?
I am here, Greg. I first want to say thank you for having me on the Heart of Love radio show. It is such a pleasure, and it's such a very important time, given that it is the holidays, because many of us connect the holidays with joyous occasions, family,
right,
love, acceptance, and a sense of being. But for so many others out there, it's a sad time, and it's increasing the suicide rate, as well as a lot of mental health issues, awakening depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. So this discussion we are about to have couldn't be more on time.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. You know, I have to say, Dr. Counselor Nicole, you're one of the most inspirational people I've met. And for those people who are looking on FaceTime, I'm with Dr. Counselor Nicole on Facebook, but she's actually calling into the radio show. So if you guys want to call in, the number here is actually, I'm going to tell you, it's actually 657-383-1935. Or you can shoot your questions here on FaceTime, because she is listening. And I just have to say this, you are one of the most inspirational people I've met. What do you even realize how many people's lives you're really touching, Dr. Counselor Nicole?
I honestly don't know. And this may throw a lot of people what I'm about to say, but it is really none of my business to know. As servants of God, we're put here all with unique talents and gifts and a purpose. And
right,
I used to wonder what was my purpose, and I found it through my own moment of hardship, in the midst of my own poor health on three different scales. So if ever I doubted or wondered what my purpose was, I wonder no longer. I'm very humble, and I love being able to give back what has been given to me and is continuously being deposited within me as a person and as a child of God. And
right,
I'm just glad that he selected me of so many others to be a vessel in which to do his will.
Amen, amen. You know, one thing I wanted to share is that right before this, you know, we started the show, a friend of mine, a bishop, he actually shared how his train was delayed. And he was upset because his train had been delayed for an hour. And I don't know if you heard about this, but someone, I think, jumped in front of the train and was hit. And he's like, just pray for the brokenhearted during this season. Something similar to what you just now shared with us. You know, so.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
You know, thank you, Dr. Counselor Nicole. I tell you guys, she's the best. I just really, really thought about the fact that we have so much to really, really be thankful for. And during this season, like you said, while it's a joyous occasion for many, it brings more light on those feelings of loneliness or seasonal depression or depression.
Absolutely. As you know, I work in the behavior health field, and primarily in the industry of substance abuse. And while many of us were in myself from the past way of thinking, we believe that being addicted to drugs is a choice.
Right.
On one scale or level, it is a choice, but we have to look at the bigger picture. We have to have some type of knowledge and insight, as well as compassion, for what's really at the root. The drug use is only on the surface of the issue at
right,
hand, but what led that man, that woman to it? And working in the field, you know, it really breaks my heart when I have that young woman sitting across the desk from me. And I asked the dreaded question of, when did you first start using it? And they say 9 years old. You're a child. You're relying on other people to make healthy and safe decisions for you. But when I have someone tell me that a family member, someone they should have been able to trust, is the one who introduced them to the life of drug use, or they were molested, they were raped, they were assaulted, just went through different types of pain and hardship, that the only way they could escape it was to sedate themselves. Because so far, so many times we go through life and we pass that man and we pass that woman, and we think because they look okay in the outer shell that their inner core is together, and it's not, you know, and we have to get better with that. And we're at such a chaotic time frame in society. Everything is so fast. Everybody's in a hurry. We're walking past in offices. We're walking past each other on the street, and we're not saying, how are you doing? We're not even we're going through the motions when we do say it, never stopping to look at the person. They may say, oh, I'm fine, but are you looking at them to see that something doesn't appear to be quite right? Last night, I was going to visit my best friend and my mentor, and as I was going through the security gate, I looked at this young lady that's normally very upbeat, very vibrant, like, just to know I'm going to see her brings a smile on my face. And she didn't look right. And I asked her, I said, are you okay? And she broke down. She told me she had gotten married 3 days ago. She was on the phone with a girlfriend whose house had actively burnt down at that moment. She lost her grandfather. She had gotten a call an hour prior to the girlfriend telling her that another loved one had died. And that's a lot for somebody to get hit with days right before Thanksgiving. And some people may be listening as I'm sharing this and saying, well, it's a part of life. We know it is a part of life, but everybody can't deal with everything the same way. And that brings me to my first bullet point in talking about the whole health issue. With me as a fitness instructor and a behavior health professional, I approach it from three realms. It's mind, body, and spirit.
Right.
And as we're talking about health, if the mind is not balanced and equally aligned with the universe and what's going on, then the other two realms are bound to fail. Because here we have this young lady that I just shared her situation, that just experienced all this hardship. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and people are like, you know, that's a time, you know, you're supposed to thank God, and yes, we are, but how do you tell somebody that's in so much pain as her that she has to put her mind in a state of joy, happiness, celebration, gratefulness? And to some listeners, they may say, oh, well, that's not Christ-like. It's not about being or not being Christ-like. It's about being human.
Right.
And when I talk to my fitness participants about having that balance of all three realms with the mind, we have to consciously make a decision to no longer exhibit unconscious behavior, meaning learn to live in the here and now.
Right.
But look forward towards a healthy, a happy, and positive future. And that's a hard thing to tell people at this time of year, because this is the time when the cooking or the smelling of pies being baked reminds them of their grandmother that probably was the only one that told them they was pretty, that was probably the only one that told them, I love you, the only one that will hug them even through all their mess, was the only one to love them and welcome them unapologetically, no matter what. How do we get those individuals to move from psychological entrapment and move forth? And there has to be a process put in place to even do that.
Right.
And I actually take the time to speak with my students before after class and even after I talk to them on the phone, we text, you have to start getting personal with our brothers and sisters. Take a pause for the cause. I mean, seriously, make a commitment to do it and make sure they are okay, because you never, the tongue can speak life or death into a person, and you don't know, you may be the very one to keep them from taking their life, or in some instance, taking someone else's life. And that's the world that we live in today, and society would have us have these blinders on that, oh, if you just go and you see this therapist, or if you just take all of these pills when I tell you to take them, how I tell you to take them, and everything is going to be okay. But then what you've just done is you've sedated their ability to feel.
Right.
It's well within their right to feel, whether it be anger, hatred, joy, whatever. But it's about adding that balance to make a decision that this doesn't feel right. It's a toxic feeling. And these are the steps I'm going to start taking to move forth, whether it be a yoga class, Pilates, going for a walk, a good book. I love the scent lavender, as you know. Lavender is a spiritual and prosperous color, so I keep it. I have a lavender color rock. And we have to find our own comfort zone that helps us learn to control the mind. Because if you can change the mind, you most certainly can change the body, but it is a process
that
we have to follow.
Thank you so much. Let me ask this question. I'm sorry to cut you off. When you talk about find that comfort zone, can you tell the listeners what do you mean by comfort zone?
By comfort zone, I mean finding something that brings you peace. For some people, it's listening to jazz music. For some people, it's going and straight, as they say, I think the new slang is, I murdered my workout. You know, they go in and lift weights and they lift weights, extreme weights. They'll lift them 30, 45 minutes. But nonetheless, whatever anger and toxic feelings they walked into that gym or that fitness class with, they leave it on the floor. My best friend, Mia Cofield, Energizer Bunny, energy is out of this world. There were times, this time last year, I was going through a very challenging transition of my life and then a 13-year relationship. And she was my strength. I had no more strength left at that point. After 13 years of being told no and feeling like you would never measure up, I was broke down. Yes, the doctor was broke down. I don't mind saying it.
Right.
And I would want to stay home. I wanted to go into hiding because here we go, going back to that mind piece. I was consciously making a decision to have unconscious, unhealthy behaviors.
Right.
And she would say, get up, Nicole. She was like, come to Zumba or come to whatever class. And I would be so sluggish, Greg, when I would get in there. And then just the energy, her energy primarily, oh, my God, I can't. It's like there's no word for it. I just felt so welcome. And whatever I was going through, I took it out on my workout. And she always say, come leave it on the floor. And I would sweat. Sometimes that sweat was mixed with tears, but nonetheless, those unhealthy, toxic feelings, I was able to get out, but in a healthier way. They were still there. I need the listeners to understand. I still went through that process of feeling what I was feeling, but I didn't hold on to it. It's nothing wrong with those feelings, but don't allow yourself to be weighed down by it. You have to make a decision to get up and move forth. And sometimes you need support to do that. So for me, it's fitness now, as you know, but for somebody else, it could be painting. It could be pottery. It could be crocheting. It could be maybe extending help. Some people, to get rid of their stress and find their peace, is being able to put a smile on somebody else's face. I know a lot of people I'm seeing today on Facebook, they're not going to eat with their families till later on. They're going to help out at Big Daddy's, or they're going to the different shelters. So I want the callers to figure out what is within their comfort zone. What do they do in life that puts a smile on their face? That's how you'll know that's what you're supposed to do, that that's going to be your energy source for centering yourself with the universe and finding your peace. It doesn't have to match anyone else's. It has to be a match for you.
I love it when you say it has to be a match for you. That's so important. And what you're talking about, feeling what you're feeling, letting that stuff go. We talked about last night as far as letting go of the flesh, move out the way so God can have control. And, you know, so it kind of goes along with that, you know, and you have to let those things go, you know. And I love what you said. Feel what you're feeling, but don't stay there. Let it go. But my question for you, Dr. Cole, one of my friends, Nancy, on Facebook, and you might have seen her statement. She was saying, when you're talking about what some people are going through, she wrote, "Some of us are totally alone." And what would you like to say to her about that? What's in your heart as far as talking with her? What would you say if she was in front of you?
She would have to stay with me. I would tell her, you're not alone now. So if it is she that is alone, please give her my number, 443-306-1805. She doesn't have to be alone. If I have to go and meet her, or we just sit on the phone and have girl chat. Again, we have to learn to actively and proactively be our brothers and our sisters' keepers. I don't have to know you to extend my hand to you. And we have to get out of that way of thinking as well. And also, the responsibility is on us loners, because I used to be that alone person. Every holiday, I fell into a state of depression because I grew up in the foster care system, bounced from group home to group home. So I learned to self-isolate very, very well, and it became like a way of life for me. I didn't like how it felt, but I learned to adapt to it, and I would spend my time sad and depressed, crying, and, of course, I would binge eat, which led to a lot of comorbidities in which I had. But God has blessed me abundantly because he sent me family. They don't have to be my biological family, but I love them dearly. I have so many dinner invites now that it's unbelievable. So if Nancy, if she can hear me, I need her to be accountable for her. You know my saying, closed mouth don't get fed. So she's made one step in tuning in, and I've given her my number. Let's see if she uses it. Because we have to also know that when we reach out for help and someone is answering that helpline, I need the person to talk. I don't care what they talk about, but I'm here. Know that I'm actively here. I will physically get in my car and meet Miss Nancy somewhere, by some water, IHOP, whatever, and it would be like we've known each other for years. And for whoever else feel like they lonely, if we got to have a chat line, and I'm sure they probably have people that would love for them to reach out to them and say, hey, can you talk to me? Can you keep my company? But they have to reach out for that. And sometimes when we're used to always having to be the fighter and the strong person,
right,
we don't wanna, or we don't know how to reach out. And that was my downfall too. Sometimes we create some of our storms, and then we get mad with other elements around us about the situation. And again, right, we have to put onus on ourselves. So I need her to be proactive and use my number.
Okay.
And I know that her personal helpline.
Right. Hope you're listening, Nancy. Hope you're listening. She said, that's so sweet. And Lisa Henderson, she wanted me to say, she's just tuning in, but thank you for your honesty.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very transparent.
You know, and Sankar Wright wrote this: I work with elders as a social worker, and it's a blessing to let them know that they haven't been forgotten, that we honor their contributions to the world, They are our history. We stand on their shoulder. Encouraging them and being there for them is a true blessing for those that have no family. It's important to let them know we care. Don't forget our seniors.
Absolutely, and that was going to be my next point. A lot of our seniors are in nursing homes, and they already have limited visits. So if you have loved ones that are in skilled nursing facilities, if they're in hospitals, some type of transitional residential special housing, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, it's not going to hurt you. Go and see them. If you know of someone, but they're not your biological family, but they probably was the one to give you frozen cups, wipe the snot off your nose when you was growing up, take 15, 30 minutes or so. Go visit them because they do feel forgotten. And this is a time for our elders when their mental health risk increase because they're already feeling forgotten because of the age factor and they're having to rely on people just for their daily living, brushing their hair, doing hygiene care, feeding themselves. This would be the perfect time and perfect way to let them know, no, you're still amongst us and we love you and we need you. That keeps them living.
Yes. Yes, that definitely keeps them living. You know, one thing about you, and I say this, you guys who are listening, this is the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm showing you guys on FaceTime, and I've been showing your picture, Dr. Nicole, as you've been speaking, and I just want to say, you guys, she is a gem, and she's giving you words of wisdom, and I can just say, having started, you know, going and working out with you guys, working out, it's been a blessing. It's amazing how everyone in your camp, you know, they, if you're struggling, you know, they come and they help you. You know, because sometimes, you know, we get off track sometimes with our health. And you guys are encouraging, and you're definitely keeping me accountable. I think tomorrow's my cheat day. We'll talk about that afterwards. But I thought tomorrow's my day. I can have some sweet tea. Sweet tea to play.
You so cannot, sir. And I'm not even going to blast you on this show about why you cannot have it. But for the RIP instructor, Anthony Brown, I think you're listening. I need you to reach out to Greg. He cannot have a cheat day tomorrow.
Well, Laundra,
you so cannot, sir.
Laundra is here too. Laundra. And we love you, Laundra. And Nancy did say, tell me to say thank you. Tell you thank you, Dr. Collins.
She's very welcome. And Mia just told me to tell you, you better don't have a cheat day.
Oh, no.
You know they're listening, Ann.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Listen, guys, you guys are going to have to. This is Nicole right here. I'm going to show you her picture again. And she is ripped. You see that? Ripped. She's a ripped instructor, motivational. I call her my life coach. Okay, there the picture is. It's coming in. Okay, there it is. Got Laundra online. Her whole team, all of them are here. They're listening, and they will hold you accountable. They will hold you accountable. And you guys just took me in. I love you guys, too. I appreciate you guys. What's up, Anthony? I know you're out there listening too. But my question for you, Dr. Nicole, is for someone who's like overweight, what would you tell someone who's interested in coming to the class, but they're just a little nervous about actually moving in front of other people?
I would tell them own their workout. That's what we do with everyone. That's what was done with me. It's not about perfection. You hear us all say that all the time. It's about excellence. And what I mean by that is we already know, and you're leading me right into my second bullet point, the body.
Right.
We have to learn to listen to our body. Our bodies will tell us everything we need to know. The body will tell us what we're eating wrong, if we're eating
right.
too much, if we're not eating enough. The body tells us when we're hungry because it gets fatigued. It tells us when we're hydrated, the skin gets a little flaccid. It tends to get a little ashy somewhat. For some
right.
people, the skin gets discolored. But we ignore it. We, tying in the mind piece, we buy into the hype that's constantly
right.
perpetuated. That as long as you think you're fine, who cares what anybody else thinks? And you know what I say? At the end of the day, it truly isn't about what anyone else think or feel about you. You
right.
are the ultimate decision maker. However, and this is in all caps, underlined, bold. However, high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes is on the rise. It is becoming very, very prevalent, specifically in the African American culture. It is. We don't like to talk about it. We're not the best. We've gotten better over the past 10, 15 years or so with going to the doctor, getting the checkup.
Right.
But we don't really engage ourselves with
right.
making sure our cholesterol numbers are at a healthy level, our high blood pressure, our pulse rate, our oxygen rate, our blood count. We don't get down to the specifics. When we meet with these doctors, we're trusting them because they have doctor or MD associated with their name, that they have all the facts. You have to get familiar with your medical chart, people. Let me say that again. Get so familiar with your chart that when
right.
a doctor try to write you a prescription or diagnose you with something, I'm going to need a referral. Or I'm going, either way, I'm going to get a second, third, or fourth opinion. Learn to pay attention to your body. I remember when I was 398 pounds. Oh, God.
What?
I would get out of breath just walking from my bedroom to the bathroom. I was out of breath to the point that my social life was non-existent. If I couldn't get a parking spot that was
right.
close to the door of where I was going, I didn't go anywhere. I had no
right.
social life. My unhealthy practices and the fact that I bought into the hype that as long as I thought I was okay, that I didn't have to do anything about it. Well, guess what? God allowed something to happen to me that was like, okay, this is not cute.
Right.
I passed out at my job with a blood pressure of 258 over 150. It is
no
only
way.
By God's grace and mercy that I am still here to even share that. That blood pressure was supposed to take me out. My nightstand was like a walk-in pharmacy. I was on blood thinners because I was so heavy. I had developed blood clots. I was on insulin plus metformin. I was on Lasix, water pills. Three different inhalers, you name it, I was on it, all because I bought into some of the family practices. You know, I grew up where you season your greens with the fat back, the chitterlings, and all of that. And don't get me wrong, that was some good eating because my grandmother, she used to throw it down for me. That was some real good eating.
Yes, Nancy.
But it was unhealthy, and I understand why that became our way of meal preparing
right.
meals for generations on. But what I ended up doing is wiping the hard drive clean, going back
right.
to the mind, and rebooting after reprogramming.
Mm.
And do I have chicken? Do I have cookies? Do I have chips? Do I have cake? Absolutely. It's delicious. But I have control and self-discipline. It's in moderation.
Yes.
We truly are what we eat. You can
yes.
have it, but you can't sit and have two and three donuts and you have no physical activity.
Right.
And that's where the unhealthy piece come in at. And again, you have to have such a personal relationship with your primary care physician that they are honest with you. I love my doctor, Dr. Sue
right.
Yu Parks. When I remember being mad at her. She was brutally honest with me, like, lose the weight, or you're not going to make it to 40. And I'm a fabulous, gorgeous 42 today, so I'm so glad she was brutally
yes.
honest with me But it was a process. I literally had to change my mindset, and I gave myself an assignment. Here was the assignment. And for any man or woman that's listening, if you're in a space right now where you're unhappy with your physical appearance, I need you to, one, first change your mindset. Change the mind, change the body. I then need you to stand in front of a mirror. Stop hiding from it. Because, see, we don't like to look at the undesirable or quote-unquote ugly truth about ourselves.
Right.
I need you to take off all the clothes. I mean, physically,
right,
take off all the clothes. And I need you to stand in front of the mirror for 1 minute. It is going to be the longest minute of your life. In that 1 minute, uninterrupted, I need you to look at your body. And looking at it, I need you to decide what you like about it, what you don't like,
right,
about it, what you want to change. And I want you, when that minute is up, to write it down. And you can either share it with someone or keep it for yourself. But when we put things in writing, it's a little hard to run from the truth. It's a little hard to hide from the truth. And it's up to you to make a conscious decision. One, do I need to change anything? If your answer is yes, okay, ask yourself the next big question. Am I ready to do anything about what needs to be changed? I had tried so many different diets. I shared that with you, metabolite, Dexatrim, Dr. Oscar Mendez with the diet pills, the shots, and all. And I never had a problem losing the weight, but soon as life threw me a curveball, guess what I was doing? I started eating. And for me, I fell on both spectrums of the scale. I spent almost 90 days in Johns Hopkins eating disorder because I was like, okay, nothing's helping. I got tired of being called fat. I started making myself throw up. So they ended up having to force feed me. So here you have an individual that either overeats or I undereat. So now they're feeding me. It's like, where is the balance? And it was hard. Even now, you know, sometimes I just don't want to work out. Or I do want to go and have that extra piece of cake. But then here's where the mind piece come back in it. I reflect on all my hard work, and I ask myself this question, is it worth it? Is it going to bring me more harm than good? And if your answer is no, you have to stay the course. Fitness classes are intimidating if we mentally allow it to be. Oftentimes what we think in our mind, no one's really thinking about us. That's just self-projection. And granted, sometimes we have some unkind people out here, they are thinking things, but find your zone. Get in your zone. Be clear on why you walked in that class in the first place and make a commitment to you. It's not about matching the instructor. It's not about matching any of the participants in the class around you. It's about finding your 10, as my mentor Mia always say to everybody, and you rock out with it. Ask yourself, have I reached my 10? And if you haven't, I need you to push hard.
Right.
Find a reason to fight, because for real, these exercise classes are not just group fitness class. You are in a battle for your life.
Yes. I love it when you say that. I love it when you say that you are in a battle for your life. Now, something I would like to say, Dr. Counselor, one of my friends, Facebook friends, Spencer Whitlow, he said this. I don't understand why people's issues with soul food. I have soul food on holidays and Sundays. Soul food wouldn't kill you. Just can't eat every day. Just saying. Would you?
He's absolutely correct.
Right.
He is absolutely correct. I love soul food. I'll gladly take a plate if he lives locally. It's about moderation. We have to have control. What I'm saying and what I encourage people and what I employ into my own wellness journey is, for me, I know I can't eat it every day, all day.
Right.
And there was a point in my life where that's for breakfast. I'm stopping at Lexington Market, getting chicken wings, and then I'm going over to the next stand, and I'm getting that fried shrimp, fried rice, because, you know, 7 in the morning, Lexington Market, you can get all that. And then I would stop at the donut stand and get 4 Twizzler donuts for $1 and a 12-ounce bottle of soda. I'm in no way saying you can't have soul food. You can have the turkey wings, the fried chicken, the pork chops. Everything has to be in moderation. And here's what's going to trip a lot of people out. Too much fitness is unhealthy, too. I see some people that are in the gym every day, all day. I've gone to the gym, and I'm like, this chick or this dude was in here before I got here. An hour, 45 minutes later, they're still in there, and you can tell that their workout is nowhere near being finished.
Right.
Even that is unhealthy. Everything is moderation. The only reason I work out as much as I do is because I'm a fitness instructor and I teach different formats. But guess what? Even I ask for subs sometimes because I'm like, you know what? My body needs a rest day. Or I have to tell my participants, hey, I have to cancel class today, but I'll give you the next one for free since I'm canceling. Discipline, control. So the gentleman is correct. Awesome question. Please tell him I'm not telling him he can't have it. I don't have no problem with soul food. I'm just encouraging people to have discipline with your input versus output. And that's another aspect that my fitness family teach people. You know, we try to get, especially Mia, we try to teach people how to read labels. You can have that soda. You can have your sweet tea, Greg, but it's in moderation. You can have 3 sweet teas 7 days a week because it's a lot of sugar in it.
Right. Right. You know, well, that's so true. You know, she's gotten on me about that. You know, I did, but I'm doing a lot better. You know, Senko, one of my friends, Teresa, she's a recording artist. She wrote, I really need to work out. I need to make time. And now she's in D.C., in the D.C. area. No, she's lost a lot of weight, but she said, "Hey, Crystal," she said that she really needs to make that time. She really needs to make that time. Now, Senko Wright, he wrote this. He's not related to me, but he's one of my Facebook friends. He wrote, "Speaking with your doctor about a dietitian, I'm getting a regimen. Speak with him about exercise before you start."
Absolutely. Before you do anything, again, going back to that knowing your body piece, for myself, I have a damaged right cartilage and I have arthritis in both knees. Now, I know to some that's listening, they're probably like, oh, wow, how is she teaching? I teach because I modify. And that personal relationship I spoke about earlier, I have a personal relationship with my doctor. And luckily, my mentor and bestie, Mia Cofield, has an extensive history in fitness and wealth of knowledge. The girl just don't know how gifted she is sometimes, and a personal trainer. So I surround myself with people that have that insight that I don't, and I have to pay attention to my body. I have to know my limitations, and my doctor tells me what I can and I can't do. You know, if right now I'm experiencing too much pain and it's unexplainable and I'm not willing to do some of the extreme things that they want me to do, then guess what? I have to cancel classes if I can't find a sub to sub them for the time frame that I have to. But you should always consult a physician before you start doing anything. But you can always walk. Doctors are always going to encourage you to walk. That does not stop. And what I tell people for the young lady that has the busy schedule, I hope she can at least start the squeeze in one day a week, and she'll find that she'll be able to probably manipulate her schedule a little bit more to squeeze in maybe 2. But until she can do that, beautiful walk. Start parking your car maybe a lot over from where you're parking it at. Walk a little bit more rigorously. You can go to 5 and below and get the little weights that go around your arm, your wrist, and go around your legs. 2 come in a box. It's so many quick shortcuts to still achieving a life of wellness. And notice how I keep saying wellness, because
right.
saying it's not centered around just the physical piece, because you can work out several days a week, several hours a week. But if you are emotionally and spiritually unbalanced, it's counterproductive.
Right.
And I speak from personal experience. You have to have all of the dots connected. It has to be balanced to it.
Has to be balanced to it. Now, I got to say this. You know, Kyle, I'm on your page right now. And you know, I told you I'm going to talk about. Now, guys, now, should I even show them that picture?
By all means, show them the picture.
Look at this. You guys see this? The face I make when I know Gregory Wright wants one of my teas, but I told him in my MC Hammer voice, you can't touch this. And let me tell you guys, that is some good tea right there. And I said, at least save me a drop. You know, she would not save me a drop. But I'm
well,
just
let
saying.
Me say this for the listeners. That is okay. Amish tea. I don't know if he showed y'all the picture of the front of the bottle, but it is Amish tea. So it's not the tea that he gets from McDonald's. That is Amish fresh brewed tea with fresh mint leaves in it.
Okay, I do love the McDonald's sweet tea, and it's not the same tea. But one of these days, I'm going to get that tea. One of these days. But at least you say in moderation. At least we say in moderation. She knows I'm messing with her, guys.
Yeah.
Crystal, she said, what type of tea is it? It's that Amish tea. Here you go, Crystal. You see it? But I don't know if that mint tea goes all the way down to, if they make that in Georgia, Crystal. I'll send you
well, that. Yeah, if there's an Amish market in her area, I'm certain she's going to be able to find it there.
Okay, you hear that, Crystal? And they're saying cool. They're saying cool. And my girl Teresa, she gave thumbs up. So she was listening, and they're really listening. I really love the fact that you're here. You're sharing so much knowledge and wisdom. And Chris said there's one in Annapolis. There's one in Annapolis.
Oh, I did not know that. I like Annapolis, Ernie. It's so pretty down there.
You guys have started something now. She's going to Annapolis, and she can wipe them all out of the mint ice, which I haven't tasted yet. But it's all good.
I'm going to bring you one.
Thank you. Now, I do have to say this. One time, you guys, I want to tell you how they operate. One time, I was in the back of class, and Anthony was not there. I know you listen, Anthony. Anthony wasn't there that day. I was like, whew. I'm glad that Anthony was not here. So I was in the back. Mia was on the stage going crazy. And the person called me. Mia was like, get your legs up. Get those legs up. And she was looking at me. She's still going. I can't believe it. And so what happened, I was like, whew, no one can see me. And then next thing I knew, in between the songs, Dr. Nicole is up in my face, you guys. She turns around. She says, I see you in the mirror. Now get those legs, get those arms up. And it was crazy. It was crazy.
And let me say this for the listeners. That is true without exaggeration, just the way he said it. But let me explain the reason why I was so more personable with him. I remember when I first met Greg, and I don't even know how we got on the topic of fitness, but he shared some old pictures and expressed that, you know, he wanted to change some things about himself. And I was like, hey, you know, my family, you know, we're fitness instructors, but we are sincerely like a family. We're stopping going to prayer in a heartbeat in the middle of class. They've done it for me. But we are really a family. And if you express a desire that you want to move in the direction of wellness, then we're going to hold you accountable. We're as much responsible for you as you are for yourself. And Greg came a long way. Just in a matter of 4 weeks, his stomach was extended because of those teas and probably some other stuff.
Right.
But he has done hot hula with me, which is Polynesian style fitness, and RIP. And he had done extremely well to the point he took a picture one night after class, and you could instantly see where the stomach had went down. The side, midriff had started coming in. Even his endurance had improved just over 4 weeks because he was committed to the process. And
yes.
I have this motto that I say, never change the goal, simply revise the plan.
Well, say it again.
And
it
looked as if never change the goal, simply revise the plan. And what we don't allow anybody that has put in the kind of dedication and hard work that you had done, Greg, is to cheat yourself. Don't never cheat yourself. And I am just as guilty if I had stood by and let you slack. Just because Anthony is not in class don't mean that your other family members
right.
are not watching. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper. And I actually
yeah.
saved you from Mia. So technically you should have thanked me for getting you
yes,
and not
you.
Mia. And then the other piece for the listeners is it's about safety. You know, it's never about perfection. I wanted him, one, not to hurt himself. And you were very responsive to it, and I appreciate that because there's some students that probably would have been offended by that, and I would never do it unless and I had a personal yeah. connection with someone and I knew that they were ready. But you did it, and you pushed through because for those who are unfamiliar with RIP, it's not for the faint of heart.
Right.
But you feel so accomplished afterwards, and it's like we all get a burst of energy after this class. And let me just say
yeah.
that even though we are instructors, we too get tired because when we're up there, we're in three roles. We're in the role of an instructor. We're also a student because we're doing a workout, and we're working. We're giving it 120% because if we only give our participants 40% and we're supposed to be motivating you, then that's what the students are going to give. And no, like Mia said, you're here because you have some goals. Let us help you achieve these goals. And Mia and I talk a lot about fitness instructors. We don't understand the opportunity that we are given in such a role. It would be very easy just to let people walk through the door and accept their money, however much it be. But if in 30 days you cannot see results, then either the participant is not dedicating his or herself fully to the process of that journey, or maybe the instructor is missing a step. And we hold, when I tell you behind closed doors, we have our own conversations about, hey, did I deliver that right? Is it something I can do different? That's what it's about. It's about balance and knowing when a student maxed out, you know, and I love that about Mia because she's the first one to tell somebody, hey, you've maxed out with my Zumba class or you've maxed out with this size class. Won't you go and try this instructor class? It's going to give you that body definition. She's the one who introduced me to my first love, Hahula,
right.
my second love, RIP, and now my third love. Size because she
right.
is a true epitome of an effective, proficient, compassionate,
right.
and loving instructor that is not about the money. Whether you come to her class or another instructor's class, as long as your journey continues and you're getting those results, that's what it's about for us. And
right.
you have done extremely well, which is why I told on you last night to your
thank you so much.
Accountability
you know,
partner.
Right. And I have to say, guys, I am loving this group of people. They hold me accountable. And it feels good to know that people care about you. And I have seen some results. And when I saw the first picture, I was like, oh, that's my stomach? That's what it looks like? But now I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better. And I'm still dedicated to the journey. I'm still dedicated to it. Now, a couple people are here. We have Daryl on, Valerie. She's here. No, so they are here. Oh yeah, Senko caught a hold of to that thing. Never change the goal, revise the plan. Is that it?
Absolutely.
I think that is it.
Absolutely.
And so I wonder also, someone also has a question, my brother Willie. His question is, do you advise taking weight loss drugs or Nature Fitness? I hate pills.
Let me say this, Willie. Again, I'm transparent. I do not endorse any type of supplement, and I am not against it. And here's why I'm not against it. April 11th of 2011, I had weight loss surgery. I had the sleeve done. I was like that person suffering from the disease of addiction that might need methadone or something. It's a tool. I needed a disciplined tool, something that was going to give me consequences if I did not do the right thing. So for me, if I overeat, I vomit, and I have what they call dumping syndrome. If I undereat, I start to feel faint, lightheaded, almost as if I'm about to pass out, and the list just goes on and on. Find what works for you and do it unapologetically. Far too often, people get caught up in this judgmental way of thinking. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. Don't do it. No one's forcing you to do it. But if you find that you need a little bit more assistance with kicking your journey in gear, then you find what's working for you, and you go with it. But whatever you decide to do, consult your doctor and be prepared to follow the guidelines. I know plenty of people that have had the weight loss surgery and did really well initially, but because that mindset had not changed, which
right.
created that barrier for the discipline that was required for it, they have not only gained back the weight that they lost, but they've gained some more and inherited some medical problems. So again, I say consult a doctor first. That's number one. Discuss whatever your history has already been with your journey. Are you serious about jumpstarting this journey? Are you committed to whatever the process being designed for you specifically has to be? And then go forth with it. And you don't ever have to share that with anybody. I share it because I never know who might need an option. I don't
right.
endorse it, but I don't hide it either, because as an instructor, people are looking to us for that authenticity.
Right.
They don't want me telling them, oh, 200 and some pounds because I ate salad, baked chicken, and I just worked out. And that's not the case. Granted, the surgery don't make you lose weight. It just lessens how much you can eat.
Right.
But nonetheless, even in lessening what I could eat, it assisted me.
Right.
And losing the weight. So I do share it. And I've been so blessed even in that honesty and obedience part of it with not hiding it, is because I have a lot of young ladies that come to my class and they like, oh, my God, finally somebody that's like
right.
me. You know, I had it and I was afraid to tell somebody and this is the problem. So guess what?
Right.
Not only do I look like them, like, I'm still, if y'all seen my picture tooting my own horn, I still got some curves, but I can roll with the best of them as an instructor, you know, and that's encouraging
right.
to that woman that may be 300 pounds or even that guy that's 200 pounds that's like, nah, that could never be me. Why can't it be you? We become our thoughts. Our thoughts of our actions output. Again, we have to change our mindset. We have to stop worrying about what everybody else approved for us. Because I went from being on 20 different medications, having to stick myself with needles of blood thinners, to today I take nothing but some vitamins. And that's a blessing. So had I allowed myself to succumb to what everybody else thought was the right way, everybody has their idea of what's the right way, and these people taking supplements, that you know, they're taking an easy way out. There's nothing easy about battling for your life. If you are in the middle of the ocean and the only way you can survive until a plane can get there to rescue you, are you not going to hold on to whatever is available for you to tread that water? Or are you going to let yourself drown? That is just insane to me. If you have options to choose from that's going to enhance longevity for you, I say utilize them. Whatever works for you, utilize them.
I hope that guy's touching your hearts. You know, and I'm really enjoying you being on the show. You're being on the show, Dr. Nicole, Dr. Counselor Nicole. I love that, Dr. Counselor Nicole. Let me ask you a question. If someone wanted to come to your class, how could they get there? Where do they need to look for your website?
They can either send me a friend request, Dr. Counselor, all together, space, and then my name, and you can find me through Greg's personal page. Or, again, you can send me a text directly to my phone. That number is area code 443-306-1805. Or you can send me an email at N as in Nancy Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, 47@gmail.com. And, Greg, if you would be so kind as to share that information.
I'll definitely share that information on my page. It will. And I appreciate it.
And I invite all, men and women. Greg has actually come to the Hot Hula Fitness class. And you did extremely well. I don't know if I ever told you that. And you made my day. You actually stole my heart that night because you were my first guy to ever take Hot Hula, which, again, is Polynesian-style fitness. Now in my Wednesday class, I have a young boy that comes and do it. And I just love it. And what I love most about Hot Hula is that not only is it a fitness format, but it's an opportunity for me to minister to women about self-love of their body, getting away from this body shame and unhealthy body image, you know. And I get it. We have so much of it, like, right directly in our face that it's a little hard. But when we stop seeking validation through other avenues and we love ourselves, like how I'm always saying, don't forget to be your own kind of beautiful. It is just the most amazing feeling to walk in your own glory. God created us all different for a reason. Whatever, however your body is shaped, you have to love it unapologetically. If you don't love it, the hardcore truth is you should not expect anybody else to love it. And if you don't love you, don't expect anybody else to love you. And again, it's mind, body, and spirit. We have to get better with having that balance. I can't have, quote unquote, a banging body, but my spirit is all kinds of wrong. My mind, just my way of unhealthy, not only is it toxic to me, but it's toxic to anybody that's around me. We really need to start connecting those dots. So if you're looking for a wellness family. Notice how I'm not even using that word fitness, because it's a, Greg, you can tell them, it's a party when you work out with us. It don't even seem like you're working out. But if you're looking for one, if you need that jump start, even if you have to use our network to get you going, please reach out to me. And the minute you reach out to me, I'm automatically going to link you to Mia Cofield, Anthony Brown, London, Clark, a whole bunch of other amazing, just beautiful spirited people. Please don't make today the day that you make a decision. Don't wait for the new year, the new year's resolution. Make a commitment to you, because, again, it's about you. You serve no purpose to your loved ones, your children, your husbands, your wives, your friends, or your job if you are not healthy.
You know that is so true, Doctor. That is just so true. Cinco is giving a testimony. Wrote, took off 40 pounds, was pre-diabetic, A1C and diabetes under control through diet and exercise. No pills, no insulin, proper eating, exercise, just with consistency. You will reach your goal. A brisk walk, 30 minutes, 3 times weekly is a start. Get a buddy if supports are what you need. Groups are good as well. Now, I'm loving being in a group. I love it being in a group. I don't have my workout partner like I used to. I used to be a gym rat, but I let myself go, Doug. You know, I was eating McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the way I dealt with the loss that my family experienced. It's like back-to-back deaths. But being in a group is such a great thing, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you guys. I love what you guys are doing. I love how you are touching lives. You're changing lives. And you're there like, I'm with you. Everyone in your camp, they're like, I'm with you. You know, it's like, you can do this. You can do it. You know, but you guys have to experience. If you're in the D.C. area, I'm in the Baltimore area, you have to experience a class with these guys because they are just awesome. Everyone's just awesome.
I know oftentimes people don't want to do group fitness. Going back to one of the young ladies' questions, what do you tell someone or how do you encourage them to get over the hump of that fear of walking in a class? Let me say this. I know earlier I said oftentimes what we think, people are thinking of us, it's all in our head. Majority of the time, that's the case. Sometimes people are just rude and lacking compassion. But you have to push yourself through that door because the biggest benefit about group fitness is that everyone in that room needs the same thing you need, encouragement.
Right.
Last night, I have to share this. Last night, Mia had an emergency root canal, and she had a squeaky voice. I don't know what the dentist did to her voice, but anyway, she is just like our Energizer Bunny. She never knows how to sit still and let other people take care of her. She's so used to taking care of everybody else. But I was so proud of her because last night she allowed myself and Anthony Brown to help her with teaching the class so that she could kind of rest a little bit, even though she was still working out. And what I noticed about Anthony last night in the class is that it was 2 days before Thanksgiving. People were already tired, but they are so dedicated to them that they showed up in class. And he could tell, even myself, we was losing momentum. He
right.
came from the stage down on the floor and gave us this pep talk. He was like, come on, Warriors, y'all got this. Push through, and just hearing that, and it might sound weird to some people, but knowing that he saw everybody as true warriors that could withstand the rough of the rough and still push through it no matter what, that meant a lot to us. And when we looked up, we was like, oh, it's over, but we were still like, thank God it's over, but...
I know, I said it every week.
We got through it, and everybody was so supportive of, as you know, personal experience, yourself, Greg. Everybody is like high-fiving each other. We're hugging each other. And it's like, I'll see you next
right.
week, or I'll see you tomorrow in class. That's the benefit of group fitness. You walk in not knowing anybody and feeling like you are the only one that's battling or struggling with something. And you walk out feeling as if you've known these people for a very long time, and you like, it is okay to feel what I feel because they're experiencing it too. It is about the support and the fellowship. Because, Greg, you see how we are. We don't just end class. You know, we do all
right.
our little photo shoots and stuff in the back. But we take a pause and we check
right.
in with one another. Hey, last week you said something was going on with your arm or this. How's that
yeah.
going? And that means so much to people.
Yeah, it does. Not to say my arm was really hurting before I started the group. I never shared it with you. And I realized that after doing those moves, it's gotten a lot better. The shoulder's gotten a lot better.
Good. In the
future,
I need you to tell your instructors when you're having pain, you put them at a disadvantage
okay,
when
I make
you
sure.
don't tell them.
Now,
protect yourself.
Okay, I'll make sure I do that. Thanks. you know, Miss Valerie, she says, I so love my wellness team. She wanted to put that out there.
Oh, we love you too, Val.
You heard that, Val? And Laundra and all you guys, I love all you guys because all you guys are awesome. And hopefully one day we can do a round table and I can have all you guys there. We can do we can use your stick, Dr. Counselor Nicole, and do FaceTime live and do it there, you know, and just have everyone over there.
Well, that would be awesome. You know, all you have to do is say the word, Greg, because for us, it is really about helping people, making
right.
a difference. If we're not helping people reach their goals, then I need to go back and self-evaluate myself as an instructor,
right.
as a motivator, because I'm missing something.
I
shouldn't be in the presence of individuals in need of encouragement, inspiration, empowerment, and 90 days, even 60 days later, they're still feeling disconnected.
Right.
It's up to us as instructors when people walk into our class, our gyms or whatever, that they don't leave there feeling the same like
right.
when they walked in.
Right. So true. So true. So true. I want to say thank you for being on the show tonight, Dr. Constance Nicole. And I look forward for you coming back on the show again soon. We got to do this.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
And you guys can reach Dr. Nicole, Dr. Counselor Nicole. I'm going to leave all of her information on my page and the link so you guys can really, really connect with her. She's awesome. And she's real. She's loving, but she's real too. So just be ready. And the whole team, they all are. All of them. They're all listening, so I just appreciate those who came through it, and those who've listened, those who have shared. A whole bunch of friends came and they shared this video, and because she gave some great information, some great information. And I have to say this: Valerie wrote this. I heard even after my surgery, I'll be there on Saturday in the chair doing my modification moves. She is serious. And I love those modification moves. You hear me? Because sometimes I'm like praying, Lord, please let me get through this. But it's a fight to the end. It's a fight to the end. And that just shows you the commitment. Valerie's going to come in her chair and do some modification moves. You know, Nancy's laughing. Now, Nancy, make sure you use that number for real. Daryl says,
and please link her to me on Facebook. If she's your friend, link her to me on Facebook. You're not getting away, Nancy.
You heard that, Nancy? You are not getting away. Even they're going to come, she can get you even from Georgia, down in Georgia. She's still going to get you. She's still going to get you. And Spencer, I appreciate you coming in, hanging out with us. Willie, all you guys, appreciate you guys. Oh, she wants to know, can you give her number, your number again? Because she didn't write it down, Dr. Counselor Nicole.
Nancy. Okay. Area code 443-306-1805.
She was for real, Nancy. She was for real. She was for real when she gave you that number, for real. Okay. So she got it. She guys, and I'll make sure I link you guys up. And you guys, make sure you link up with Dr. Counselor Nicole. Do you have one last word you want to tell them before we leave tonight?
If nothing else, remember that God created each of you in His image, meaning you're not supposed to match anyone else. You're not supposed to be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. Be comfortable being who you are. Make a commitment to you, self-care. And remember that I know life, we get caught up in a hustle or bustle of life. It gets hectic. But again, the bigger picture is if you are not well, things are going to fall apart either way. So why not make that commitment to be the best at taking care of you so that you can continue to take care of others? Make a commitment to start putting your plan in action today. And no matter how hard it gets, do not change the goal. Just revise the plan and be your own kind of beautiful. Don't try to match someone else.
Amen. Everyone's saying, they're saying thank you. They're saying great show. And they're saying you're a blessing. And I just appreciate everything that you stand for. And I just want to pray God's blessings over you. Also want to send a shout out to my mother who's listening, to other play moms who are listening. I appreciate you, family. And because I know you guys have learned something tonight just as much as I have as well. You know, so I appreciate you guys. Remember what she said. Remember what she said. And then if you forget, share this video and put it on your page so you can go back to it, because she gave some valuable information. You know, and God bless you guys, the whole fitness team, who are family. They're all here supporting you. And I love the fact that you guys support each other. And I pray you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. And
thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. And God bless you, Doc. And I will talk with you soon. And you guys, make sure you tune in again. And I'm going to try to turn Dr. Nicole's arm so I can get her back on the show again.
You don't have to turn my arm. Just tell me when and consider it done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, as well as all of the listeners.
Thank you so much. You guys, I appreciate her being here, and I appreciate you guys being here as well. Have a great night. God bless you, and I'm going to see you guys really, really soon. And I'll have that information on my page. Talk to you later.